This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I've been watching the references occurring out there regarding all of the weaponry and vehicles and stuff that we left in Afghanistan versus what they do here. And when I say they, I mean the gun grabbers. See, specifically the Democrats, although there is a small phalanx of Republicans that always join in to seem more, to have more of the feels than the Democrats do. And after any unfortunate incident of any sort of a rampage killing, the Democrats hasten their way to the nearest microphone or camera with a microphone to ferociously demand the seizure of your guns that you didn't use, you aren't going to use for crime. They proclaim that easily available guns are solely responsible for the violence. They conveniently ignore the fact that most shootouts occur when the mentally unstable obtain guns illegally. They claim that their intent is to keep guns out of dangerous hands and to make sure that firearm owners take on the responsibility of ensuring their weapons are used safely, which you do every day, unbidden. As always, everybody from the U.S. president to the intern blogger at MSNBC have the same choice of buzzwords or catchphrases like common sense gun control or reasonable restrictions on guns. And then this is where this section of Republicans join in because they have to show they are among the good ones in their party who actually care. Then, almost always, this is accompanied by amateur theatrics of copious tears and lumps in throats to demonstrate that virtue and compassion lies solely with them. But to the watchful observer, the restrained jubilation and the charade, both quite obvious. If you look at them, as they deliver their monologue, they slyly glance from the corner of their eye to verify that their armed bodyguards are nearby standing steadfast to defend them. They contemplate authoring of legislation which intends to seize guns from citizens. As they are doing so, they periodically look out the window at their Capitol Hill office to verify that armed police are patrolling their vicinity. When they're driven back home, the vehicle they're traveling in, and perhaps the other vehicle in their motorcade, has heavily armed personnel. Their homes are protected by armed bodyguards. But this isn't just idle talk. A few months back, the Biden administration announced a strategy to clamp down on gun dealers for supplying firearms that show up at crime scenes. All guns that show up at a crime scene originate from a gun dealer. I know of no instances, I may be wrong about this, but I know of no instances where a gun manufacturer has been broken in on and they've loaded up a tractor trailer load of guns and taken off and dumped them into the black market. I know of no instance like that. So all of them show up at a gun shop. And then they all get stolen from somebody who legally owns them. And then in time they make it into the black market chain. Biden administration stated that they will work alongside state authorities to shut down dealers that fail to live up to their obligation to prevent diversion to criminal elements. They barely utter a syllable for the recurrent gun violence in Chicago or the shootouts in New York. That's right now as they're trying to pursue gun control here in the United States. Now, following the... We always should have withdrawn. As a matter of fact, we stayed in Afghanistan probably 20 years and 4 months too long. We should have gone in there and blown everything up for 8 months and then pulled out. Or whatever the timeline would be. But we're always going to come out of there. Now, normally, when we do come out of there, if we've got equipment we can't haul because of the weight, size, space, requirements, whatever, we destroy it. We dump it in the ocean. We blow it up. We do something. Not this time. Oh, no. We left everything from small arms to very advanced equipment. We left vehicles. We left money. They've got night vision now. So, here, the only inference I can take here is that Biden, in his demented Matlock marathon-seeking state, wholeheartedly trusts the worst among the Islamic terrorists like the Taliban and ISIS and Al-Qaeda with our advanced U.S. weaponry. They're walking around having parades and flying Blackhawks and hanging people out of them and everything else. They're out there saying they won. They're out there saying they defeat superpowers. This is the very Taliban who executed surrendering Afghan troops, who ordered women to remain indoors, who attacked women and children trying to flee Kabul, who forced young women and girls into sexual slavery, who set a woman on fire for her poor culinary skills, who brutalized dissenting journalists, who massacred ethnic minorities, such as the members of the Hazaras tribes, and who killed a comedian. It is beyond any doubt that the Taliban and their nefarious allies, will use their newly acquired sophisticated U.S. weaponry for violence and destruction. Their targets are likely to be dissenters from their own country, their neighbor India, and perhaps even the U.S. and its allies. Interestingly, though, the Taliban and Biden are on the same page on gun control and even exhibit an identical level of hypocrisy. Because after they came into power, the gun-wielding Taliban personnel went door-to-door confiscating weapons from civilians. And the Taliban are doing exactly what the Democrats fantasize about. The only group that Biden and the Democrats do not trust with any sort of weapons are upright, responsible, taxpaying, law-abiding, mentally stable citizens devoid of any sort of criminal, they haven't done anything. These acts of blatant hypocrisy and recklessness have caused Biden and the Democrats to lose whatever little standing or moral authority they ever had on the issue of constitutionally protected arms. So much for keeping guns out of the hands of dangerous people. And going by their record and the propagandizing and moralizing is unlikely to stop anytime soon. The only way to improve the situation is to vote for only those who respect individual freedoms and rights. This is what it comes down to. Everything the Democrats have told you, any Democrat, anybody out there right now providing cover for the way we pulled out of Afghanistan, all of those transgender promoting people and homosexual promoting people and everything else, that was hypocrisy. They'll be the first ones to die. It doesn't even matter if they're for the Taliban. When they figure that part out, they're going to throw them off of a building. Finally, some people are going to get to see some things as you begin to look. I've often said the way the Democrats play the political game is a lot like the Islamists, the way they push their adherence to Sharia law. And, that has its consequences. Gun control, though. Gun control and Islamism. It's interesting how parallel those two things are and how parallel Biden is with it. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
first, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
All right. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I'm going to take this moment. This is actually for those of you that are ever listening to radio. The second segment in every place I've ever been is always the shortest segment. So I'm going to take this second segment and I'm going to confess, even though I'm not Catholic. I've got to get something off my chest. See, I commit minor failures all the time, too. Like, I voted for Invertebrate Con Mitt Romney in 2012. Regretted it as soon as I pulled that lever. Spent 9 years doing that. But now I look at the saps who checked the box for the crusty old pervert who's busy flushing our country down the crapper. And I feel really bad for them. I mean, I voted for Bob Dole. I voted for McCain. But at least for those Biden voters who weren't dead when they cast their ballots, you know. When I say I feel really bad for the ones that cast votes for Biden, except for the ones who are really dead. They thought that mean tweets and dating Playboy models was so outrageously awful that they needed to exchange Trump for a half-wit plagiarist with busy hands and a slothful mind. He was never considered to be a prize of any type before he put the D into dementia. Prior to allegedly being elected president, this idiot was, as Democrat Robert Gates famously put it, wrong on nearly every major foreign policy and national security issue over the past four decades. This is the same genius who thought capping bin Laden was a bad idea, but also thought ditching Bagram was a good one. And in this, at least he's consistent, because he's consistently stupid. And for those of you that are out there that thought the mean tweets was all that and a bag of chips, and that the, you know, there was just no level of outrage that Donald Trump could not rise to, it was unpresidential, it was this, it was that, you know, do you understand what a president in business is? A president in business is somebody who leads by force of will and personality. If you look at any big CEO, this guy's always an outrageous person. And in a sea of decorum and tradition and rules and regulations that we see spouted in Congress all the time, did we need that again? Do we need that now? Or did we need Trump? Because I'm going to tell you, we needed Trump when we needed Trump. We need Trump now. We needed Trump when we got him. All you need to do is look around at the $5 gas and the hobos pooping in your parks, at the constantly shifting vaccine mask goalpost, and the cat ladies, public school teachers determined to inject Ibram X Kendian race hustling into your kids' cerebellums. All you have to do is look at the flag draped caskets coming off the planes at Dover. You did that, you non-dead Biden voters. You. This is your failure. And you own it. There's no sloughing off. Electing Joe Biden was an essentially unserious act by essentially unserious people applying essentially unserious criteria. I couldn't care less. You know, Donald Trump never held office prior to being president. Which that should tell you right there how exceptional he is when he can go from nothing to the leader of the free world in one election. He didn't have to be a senator, he didn't have to be a governor, he didn't have to be a representative. He just went from, you know, being a billionaire playboy to being the president. And I couldn't care less about what he's done in his past. I couldn't care less about his crass statements. I mean, I'm a fan of George Patton. So that should tell you what I think about people that throw their, you know, shoot their mouth off. Because I'm going to tell you what, Ty Cobb had it right. It ain't bragging if you can do it. These entirely predictable consequences we have now flowed from that failure on the part of the people who refused to demand a real candidate instead of this exceptionally dumb ventriloquist dummy. None of the Democrats were prizes. But this guy can't figure out where the left slippers, which foot the left slipper goes on his own, much less lead the country. And for the elite, Trump was a threat to their gravy train and an utterly intolerable insult to their puffed up self-image. Trump saw the scam clearly because he was of them. He hung out with the elite all of his life. And he took pleasure at their pathetic groveling for dollars. And sometimes he gave them money. He did not give them respect, though, because he knew they deserved none, and he was incapable of pretending that they did. They had to destroy him. His entire presidency was consumed with a whole bunch of distractions that with, demonstrably false pseudo-controversies, from the fake Russia nonsense to the fake Ukraine nonsense to the fake insurrection nonsense. In the meantime, we got a president right now, sitting right now, who had a phone call with the about-to-run-away president of Afghanistan. Took $169 million with him, because I'm sure that that's for the fight. And, he knew in that phone call that Afghanistan was going to fall. Still, it's silly of me to sit here and lament the fact that the elite were never going to support Trump. This was not in their economic or aesthetic interest. And as the ruling caste is defined by this utter refusal to accept any accountability for their fumbles, it will never admit it and conduct the kind of personal inventory that electing this catastrophe of an administration requires. And for the regular people that voted against them, that's a different story, because they voted against their interests. The economy was humming, and even the elite Chi-Com comrades inflicted inflicted the pangolin pandemic on us, we're coming back. We were energy independent. The border was getting secure. Taxes had been cut. Soleimani was a cinder, and ISIS was a skid mark. We had no new wars, and the one in Afghanistan was set to end without a live production of Miss Saigon 2. We didn't need any stinking air bases under this last regime. But it's all about those mean tweets, isn't it? Those awful mean tweets and the racism and sexism and homophobia and more racism. And, so a bunch of people were looking for normality, which meant the absence of a perpetual media-fueled ruling class tantrum at the uppity upstart backed by all those red-hatted flag-gun Jesus people from West Dakota and South Virginia and that other state with all the corn. And you got the normality. This is your normality. Own it. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden traveled to Louisiana after the devastation of Hurricane Ida. Power for 800,000 people has been out all week.
I know you all are frustrated about how long it takes to restore power. It's dangerous work. 25,000 linemen from around the country have come here to Louisiana to help. Crews from 32 different states are here.
President said the federal government is putting pressure on insurance companies to make sure displaced people get living assistance. He also talked about the new jobs numbers.
Well, I know some wanted to see a larger number today, and so did I. What we've seen this year is a continued growth, month after month, in job creation.
The Labor Department reports that 235,000 new jobs were created. The president blamed the Delta variant for the sluggish growth. This is USA Radio News. Many different groups are still trying to get people out of Afghanistan. Some lawmakers are stepping up to try to get help to the people still trapped there. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
More than two dozen Senate Republicans are pressing President Biden to release the number of Americans, green card holders, and visa applicants stranded in Afghanistan. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton is leading that charge of senators. He tells Fox News how the United States could evacuate those Americans still in Afghanistan.
All it would take is for the United States government to tell the third-party nations where those flights are ready to fly, to let them fly there, that we support that decision, and we'll help you once our fellow citizens, once our green card holders, once those with valid visas get to your country, get back to the United States.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. One thing your government is supposed to do is your government is supposed to basically smooth the way for you and then get out of the way. It is not supposed to be an impediment to you. It is not supposed to be anything of any sort to where they are denying you anything that is your right. So when you see an example of malfeasance, a real example, not some contrived, trumped up nonsense, but a real example, like what has happened in Afghanistan. Because we're out of Afghanistan now. Everybody's standing up going, the 20-year war is over. Turning around and giving you their shoulder so you can pat them on the back. But when we left people on the ground. There are people stuck in the country. And by stuck, it appears that our American government denied them access to Kabul Airport. And this wasn't some wild rumor coming out, you know, that you showing up in the, you know, the Star or something. This is coming from two eminently reliable reporters, Laura Logan and Emily Miller, and from Representative Dan Crenshaw. This past Saturday, Laura Logan notified the world that American passports weren't getting people into the airport. On Twitter, most Americans don't understand what's happening in Kabul. Been on this all night again with no end. U.S. citizens are fighting through enemy lines to get to the airport. When they show their blue passport to 82nd soldiers at the gate, many are turned away and sent back to the Taliban. Also on Twitter, all that stands between these Americans and safety / home is the U.S. government and military. By Sunday, she has something worse to talk about. On Twitter, if anyone is not paying attention, the one thing you need to know about what is happening now in Afghanistan that will explain much of what happens from here is this. The United States is directing persecuted Afghans and high-value target allies into Taliban-controlled checkpoints. Dan Crenshaw, Representative Dan Crenshaw, former Navy SEAL, who knows his way around a war zone, corroborated Logan's report. On Twitter, also hearing State Department actively blocking efforts to land private aircraft for extractions. For context, most of the efforts you've been hearing about are essentially coordination, not veterans physically flying in privately to extract people. And then, also from Dan Crenshaw, also on Twitter, America, you need to know this. Biden is not letting U.S. citizens through the airport gates. It's been impossible to get anyone through for the last 24 hours. The administration has been lying about their intent to save Americans. Unforgivable. The consequences of this are real and deadly. It's not conceptual. By late Sunday night, Emily Miller, another reliable reporter, had stomach-churning updates from a retired special ops person on the ground in Afghanistan, trying to rescue Americans and Afghan allies. On Twitter, report that buses of female American citizens were turned away at the gate at Kabul Airport today from retired Army ops involved in rescue efforts. Then, also from Emily Miller, the Taliban have been mass executing people on the streets of Kabul, too. But that's not on the news, confirmed by two sources on the ground. Also from Emily Miller, we're dealing with Kabul. There's seven buses of female American citizens. The CG refused to open the gate. We have a congressman with us, and he had the State Department reach out. Major General Donahue refused. That's the commanding officer for the 82nd Airborne Division. 10 minutes ago, the females were taken by the Taliban. They are likely dead now. And if they're not dead, they're probably on their way to becoming Taliban sex slaves. Also from Emily Miller on Twitter, we made some headway in the past 12 hours or so. We finally have access into one country and guys were told they could fly tomorrow. Then again, State Department and military command at the airport have informed several former spec ops guys running these private ops. They have no exit assistance, and they are at the mercy of the Taliban. They are sitting ducks for the terrorists all these guys have been fighting for 20 years. Now, also from Twitter, from Emily Miller. Taliban now demanding phone calls from U.S. citizens to vouch for every family on a manifested bus in order to get to the gate. So at that particular point, there were only two conclusions that could be drawn from what's happening or what was happening in Afghanistan. Beginning with Biden's decision to jettison Trump's careful plan and continuing through the present day. Number one, everyone in the White House, the State Department, the Pentagon is so incompetent that room full of drunk kindergartners could have handled the withdrawal from Afghanistan better than they have. Or, two, what we're witnessing, what we saw, what is still developing now, all deliberate. And, you know, when you start wanting to talk about a Chinese puppet, you're talking about Biden, and I can believe that of Biden. That the Pentagon brass would engage in this conduct means that they, too, are on the Chinese payroll. You know, a bunch of retired flag officers have called for the retirement or the resignation of General Mark Milley and Lloyd Austin. And they should. They should be hanging their heads. They should hearken back to the days of Japanese feudalism and commit ritual suicide. For what they have done, what they have allowed to have happen, they should do that. If you think that's harsh, I'm sorry. As a military veteran, I look at what they've done to the military. I look at what they've done to people on the ground. I look at what they've done with people that trusted them. And maybe not them personally when all the deals were made, but they're the ones running it now. And the malfeasance is so bad. Then, I mean, it calls for extreme punishments. None of which will probably happen, by the way. Because what's happening now is so deliberate that these people, they've been so steeped in American hatred, they're willingly sabotaging America to destroy it. They are the contents of the Trojan horse. Back to Laura Logan on Twitter. She said, all of this could be stopped by us if the America chose to do so. Spent all night on the phone with dozens of military and intel people involved, and the consensus, if the American people knew what capability we have that we're not using, they would be stunned. A lot of people have been watching this, and a lot of people have been commenting on this. And a lot of these comments end with, God help us. This has never, the way this occurred, has never happened before. As bad as Vietnam was, it's never happened before. With the current configuration of the White House, the State Department, and the Pentagon, God's help is all that we have left. In 2022, we have to take back over Congress. If there's still a republic at that time, we have to take back over Congress. Whoever we elect to Congress, whoever's in charge of Congress, we have to bombard them and tell them to get to the bottom of this and do what you got to do to right the ship. Because this cannot be allowed to stand. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610.
800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Well, one more time, let's do it. This is Gun Owners News Hour. What we've just seen in the last few weeks. Coffee. What we've just seen and what we just experienced is the greatest political military defeat in American history. We are in the middle of a historic watershed moment of presidential ineptitude and some of the absolute poorest military judgment ever witnessed by people who speak English on any sort of scale, especially the grand one. Recently, though, this United States Marine Corps Lieutenant Colonel decided to speak out. And because of the actions of a morally, intellectually, and physically courageous Marine, who has since tendered his resignation and he soon will be a veteran, the nation is now forced to focus on and debate accountability for one of the weakest political and senior military actions in our history. But the tragedy is still moving forward. So with the announcement of the last plane out, looking forward beyond August 31st, there are two historic battlefield losses that come readily to mind as perfect examples, transcending the day the battle ended when pure evil took command of the defeated. The aftermath of the fall of Singapore in World War II and the takeover by the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia. Now, if ever there were a devil, real or symbolic, that presents pure inhuman evil, the aftermath of both the falls of Singapore and Cambodia. Those victories of the Khmer Rouge puts a nasty figure in play. But before putting an historic spotlight on the documented horrific Imperial Japanese war crimes against the British and Commonwealth troops along with innocent civilians, as a personal note, it has to be made. Evil is vulnerable. It can be vanquished. My entire family, since the first was dragged here by the British during the Revolutionary War, who then deserted because apparently they caught him in a drunk moment. My entire family has always been involved in the military to some degree. My name in German means absence of war due to actions taken. Which, you know, that's the vanquishing of evil. You look at Douglas MacArthur. He was the one we sent to Japan. Now, after we defeated Hitler, we still had the Japanese. That was still ongoing. And MacArthur brought Japan away from their vicious code of Bushido that allowed and even justified horrific torture and death of those who surrendered. In that moment, MacArthur's gifted leadership genius created the modern shining example of the open and decent, vibrant society that is today modern Japan. But going back with the military fall of Singapore, in which you had 80,000 or so British and Commonwealth troops that surrendered to 30,000 Japanese troops, the war crimes against those in captivity were yet to come. For those that were caught alive, it was very bad, very, very bad. The consequences of what Winston Churchill called the worst defeat in British history were not just the day of surrender, but the following years of World War II until those left behind were liberated. Of those 80,000 that were taken that day, 50,000 of them died in captivity, and the remainder, all of them were tortured. The second example of evil grabbing a nation's citizens by the throat was the fall of Cambodia to the Khmer Rouge when the killing fields that followed. If there was ever a moment in modern history after World War II where metaphorically the devil grabbed an innocent population by the throat, it was the Cambodian genocide of between 1.5 and 2 million deaths. While you're sitting around listening in a nice, dry, comfortable area today in your car behind a computer screen, a lot of people, with first-hand knowledge of this, have tried to put in a memory hole the whole disgusting mess leading to the U.S. aircraft that has lifted off from Kabul. For the first time ever in recent history, it is a necessity, a absolute necessity, that we have some accurate fact-based reporting to bring the well-earned complete dishonor to the Biden administration. And today, right now, resolve to yourself that this is not going to be forgotten. Don't put this in a memory hole because the weekend game's coming up, or because Christmas is inbound, or because maybe, you know, we might be unmasked and we can go water skiing again. Because we have to bring back simple justice and respect for humanity. And we have to acknowledge the sacrifice of our veterans. We have to demand a transparent worldwide accountability for those abandoned to control by vicious, proven fanatical killers. Lieutenant Colonel Scheller, USMC, will soon join me as a veteran of the U.S. Armed Forces. Me and tens of millions. And like me, and many others who served, he's still going to trust and believe in the great dream that is our nation. He's still going to place the blame where veterans are placing the blame. He's going to watch with a gaze that what's going to happen in Afghanistan is going to be a slow rolling genocide. And this time it's going to be well equipped. They'll be able to do it at night now because we left night vision and all this other fun stuff. And let me put it this way. I am an alumnus of Tactical Response, which is run and owned by my friend James Yeager. And James Yeager on Instagram the other day said that he had resolved at one point to give his life for this country. But now, because of what this country has become, now he vows to give his life in the protection of his family against whatever may come, including this country. By inference, you know, I'm aware of the anecdotal story that we were getting out of Dover of the mom who confronted Joe Biden, who decided to talk to her about his valiant son, Beau, who, you know, served in the Navy and not in the Army, but he was in the Navy, that guy. And, you know, after a minute of listening, he turned and held his hand up like, whatever, and walked away from her. This is not who our president should be. But we cannot afford to forget this. This is unconscionable that we got to this point in the first place. We need to not forget this, and we need to remember everything that has ever happened. And we need to make sure that we don't keep repeating these mistakes, because apparently we haven't learned that lesson. And it's no longer optional. You know, very soon, my generation will be gone, and it'll be up to those behind us. It's not going to happen overnight. We need to start doing this now. How? Back again next week. Between now and then, remember this. Keep your eyes open. Stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.